We all know the feeling. A book comes out, the world goes crazy for it, and you think, meh. But then the author writes another book, and suddenly you get it, and you are hooked too. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares what I'd like to call her Colson Whitehead experience. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. The publication of Colson Whitehead's current novel, The Nickel Boys, has landed him on the cover of the July 8th issue of Time magazine. This follows an outpouring of acclaim for his previous book, The Underground Railroad, which won both a National Book Award and a Pulitzer Prize, was picked by Oprah and praised by Obama, and sold over 1 million copies. However, we didn't discuss it on The Weekly Reader, because honestly, I didn't love it. Which is why I'm devoting an entire show to telling you how crazy I am about the new one. Instead of the heady contrivances of magical realism that defined the Underground Railroad, The Nickel Boys has the hot breath of a true story. It also has a beautiful, unforgettable young hero who walks right off the page into your heart. In a prologue, a group of archaeology students from the University of South Florida uncovers a secret graveyard on the grounds of a long-closed reform school. The skeletons they dig up have fractures and bullet holes and cratered skulls. This really happened, and the students' discovery precipitated the emergence of horrific truths about the institution that inspired Whitehead's fictional Nickel Academy. The main part of the novel opens in 1962, when we meet high school student and tobacco store clerk Elwood Curtis. Elwood has a big mind, a brave spirit, and a prodigious capacity for hard work. The realities of life for Black people in the South could not be clearer to him, and he is drawn to the nascent civil rights movement. When he receives for Christmas an album of Martin Luther King's recorded speeches, it is, quote, the best gift of his life, even if the ideas it put in his head were his undoing. Dr. King's imperative, we must believe in our souls that we are somebody, that we are significant, that we are worthful, and we must walk the streets of life every day with this sense of dignity and this sense of somebodiness, becomes Elwood's lodestar, countering the opposite message about his worth that is delivered to him every day, one way or another, including the day when he was six and his mother left town, never to be seen again. The summer of Elwood's junior year, he gets an opportunity to attend a college in Tallahassee that admits gifted high school students. Since bullies have wrecked his bike, he has to hitchhike to campus his first day. He is picked up by a man in an emerald Plymouth, and they haven't gone more than a few miles when they are pulled over by the police. Turns out, the car is stolen, and Elwood is headed to another campus entirely. Though the red brick buildings and lush lawns of Nickel Academy resemble Elwood's vision of the college he was supposed to attend, what awaits him is a very different sort of education for the mind and body. Fortunately, he meets an ally, a boy named Turner. Their friendship takes root in the school hospital, where Elwood is slowly recovering from his first experience with Nickel Academy-style disciplinary action. Turner makes himself sick by eating soap powder so he can get in there with him. The Nickel Boys has the appealing shape of a classic coming-of-age story. The bright protagonist, the trusty sidekick, the idiot authorities, the wily plan. But for Black boys in the South in the early 60s, no coming-of-age was on the agenda. The future was a hoax. This book will make you see that clear as day.
The book is The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. You can find more information about this title, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.